Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. If you don't have time to listen to a podcast of the full show, here's a short highlight from Connecting Faith.
It's been the bestseller since Gutenberg invented his printing press, and we have multiple copies at home. Yet how often do we read our Bible? I'm Ryan Thomas. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. With National Bible Week approaching, we discuss the Essential Bible Guide, 100 readings through the world's most important book with author Whitney Cunningholm, the president of Scripture Union USA. Neil asked him what he thought the central story of the Bible was.
Well, I would say the Bible's greatest story is the story of salvation. You know, that God created us, that he, in the, you know, what the word gives us is, you know, his creation and then conscience, you know, how we develop, understand his set of right and wrong. That's the whole issue of the law. Then there's Christ. And then there's the church. And, you know, those are the big movements of this story. And together they tell us what God was doing with these men and women that he's created and he loves so much. And the Bible is basically that story, God revealing himself in that story. And, you know, theologians talk about the Bible being God's self-revelation. You know, in reading this big story, what we're doing is getting to know the God behind the story. And once you see that, sort of the big story of the Bible and the author behind that big story, that's when you realize this is like no other book. And one of the things I talk about a lot is what I call the Bible reading secret. And the Bible reading secret is that, you know, the way that makes the Bible come alive is not just to read it intellectually, you know, to get more Bible knowledge and more Bible information and, you know, all of that is good, but what really makes the Bible come alive is when you read the Bible relationally. That is, you're coming to the words of Scripture saying, how does this show me something about the God behind the words, the God, the author of this, the author of creation, the author of his word? And when you begin to see that pattern, that's when the Bible really gets exciting, and that's what makes it come alive.